The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just our offense.
Right? Big to Jacobs. Love. Touchdown, Reed. Jaden Reed connects and leaps.
And 19 seconds.
Game we have, you know, the plays we're dialing up, the Steno and Matter are dialing up, are, you know, top tier.
19, it's up.
32 for Green Bay. Fake to Jacobs. It's Reed. First down. Reed, touchdown for the second time on this Thanksgiving night. Seconds are served.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I just think that our guys have the right mentality in terms of knowing that we have to come in, put in the work.
It is 46. He couldn't see it. Odell Beckham Jr. sighting. He's in the game. Tua goes down. And those edge rushers for Green Bay shut down this drive.
For all the marbles here, boys.
Yep. Fourth and goal from the one. Tua faking. Ingold fell. Tua sacked.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Continue to push and push each other to get better and better and better. And that's really all we're all about.
Obviously, the joke is not going to take you like last year. So be able to come in here. Get the win, get the turkey leg after. It was very delicious.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
It is a Victory Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Packers win over the Dolphins 30-17. Jordan Love talking about that turkey leg. Did you know that your boy Leroy could cook things up like that, Chew?
Yeah, I heard that Leroy's got a... I know he has one cookbook out. He might have more than that, but I hear he can sling it in the kitchen.
He was bragging about the mac and cheese, and when somebody said something good about the mac and cheese when they were all chowing down on the food he brought out on the field, you could see him light up. So I don't know if the mac and cheese is... I'll have to see if the mac and cheese is in that cookbook that he's got.
I didn't know he had a cookbook.
I think it is.
I gotta get it.
Yeah, he does like different private events where he'll cook for people.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does he really?
Chew, give me his number. Okay. Maybe he needs an understudy.
I mean, this was years ago, but I believe he did one up
thing.
At the Trio for like a group of people we had.
Ashton, I used to have his number until someone blew my phone up.
Let me guess. It's gonna be my fault, even though it's Gabe's.
Nah, that's
gonna
my
blame.
Fault.
He's gonna blame me.
Oh. I still have it.
Wait, what do you have his number? Don't give me his number, but what is his contact name in your phone?
Well, I used to know him as Leroy, but I guess in the middle of one of the seasons, he changed it to... No, it's Leroy now. It
yeah.
used to be Leroy.
Leroy.
So I make sure it's spelled with a lot of E's.
One day I want to play a game where we just look at sound, like we don't need any other info other than just playing the game of Chewy. What is this person's name in your phone? I think that might be a fun game. Like, what's my name in
your
phone?
Well, I can tell you all the people we had over because we had a bunch of friends over last night for Thanksgiving and some family, and everyone has a nickname.
Yeah, everyone always has a nickname in Chewy's phone.
Angry was here. I can't say the one because it's kind of mean, but it's really funny. There's Bobby. His name's Bobby.
Oh, okay. Nailed it. Got it.
Yeah.
What is he, Beetlejuice? You have to say it three times before he appears?
No, his wife, when they have a few cocktails and she gets full,
yeah,
she'll just go, Bobby, time to go. So he's Bobby. That's the one who I told you has her own language. She made up her own language.
Oh, okay, yep.
Colonies.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't understand a word she's saying.
That sounds like what I say when my mom tries to text me. I call it Susie E's because I don't know what the hell she's texting.
Oh, like Chewy's.
Yeah, yeah. You guys should all hang out.
Yeah. So where are we at now? Did you ask me something? Oh, I wanted to ask you guys something.
Oh, okay. Please, ask away.
Well, I kind of wanted to make more of a statement. Where are we going to be if they lose this next game? Because I don't want everyone to be in the tank. I don't want everyone to be in the tank.
It depends. It depends, Chew. Like, if they go into Detroit.
I don't think it depends.
I think it does. Because if they go into Detroit and it's 24-3 like it was, like, that's going to be, that's, okay. They're a good team, but they can't be a great team. Because that would mean that every measuring stick game that they had, they came up short. And that would be worrisome, that if you had to play the Lions, they've dominated you twice. And yes, it's tough to beat a team three times, but when they've got your number, they've got your number.
But here's what I'll say, Gabe, because I'm on the top side of good right now because of these two stacked wins.
Yep.
And if they lose in a tight one by three, say, I might even still put them in the elite column.
Yeah, I think if they go in and they
knocking,
hang,
I think they're knocking at the door.
Yeah, if they go in and hang, I'm going to feel good. I'll feel good.
Yeah, but this is what's concerning to me. Okay, they've really played four games on the road. They beat a team that is 3-8 in the Titans.
Yep.
They beat a team that is 5-6 in the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
They beat a team that is 2-9, the Jags, and they beat a team that is 4-8.
Yeah.
All they played on the road is crap.
Well, and now your last three road games?
They have not played a good team.
Nope.
Yeah.
So you've got the Lions right after that. You've got the Seahawks who have a chance out there in the West, and that's always a tough place to play, and then at the Vikings.
All three of those teams, they could play in the playoffs, correct?
Correct.
Mm. Yes.
It would be really
no, they wouldn't the play
only
Minnesota.
Way. Yeah, the only way they play Minnesota is like if both wild card teams go on a run and you get a wild card NFC Championship game. That would be the only way.
What if they? Are you all right if they get blown out? I know you're just going to keep them as a good team.
Yeah, if they get blown out,
I know
then
we talked about earlier. In the-
then it becomes a little more sad because you know the uphill battle is there to potentially go win a championship.
But that's fine. Then you know, Gabe.
Yeah.
Then you know. You know with what, five games left, what you have to do.
Yeah, to be able to get to that level.
You got to go on the road, play four teams, and beat all four.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But if they lose, but it's close, like that gives me confidence that, okay, they can hang with the Lions. And if it's a close game, in every close game, it's like, okay, if this went your way, this went your way. You know, you would feel good about having to go into Detroit and potentially playing them in the postseason if you hang. And of course, if you win, then oof, man, I might still be drunk by the time I come in for next Friday's show. It is if they go into Detroit and win next week, it is going to be a celebration.
What's the likelihood you're giving that as a fan and as a smart person?
What, a chance to win?
I said last night, and I truly believe this. They're going to lose by two touchdowns.
Yeah, see, somebody said that you're the new Debbie Downer. You're the new Johnny Raincloud after you said that last night.
It's for the reason, though, that Chewy was talking about earlier in the show and that you were talking about and that you were going through in your head. Like, they didn't put the Bears out the way that they, A, could have and, B, should have. And you know Dan Campbell's going in there to light a fire in their ass and just be like, this is your chance. I feel not good about this. And it's not because I don't think the Packers are good, because I do, and I think that they've been doing everything great, and I love the run game and the way it's been going. I love the way Quay Walker specifically has been playing on defense.
Here comes the butt.
But I despite the fact that the Lions' defensive line is beat up and they're missing essentially five starters, like that running back situation that they've got going on, I don't trust the Packers' defense.
They also have the best nickname in the league.
They have Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think they're going to go in there so calm and confident.
Well, here's a concern. I don't know why Jason said this, that he wasn't too concerned. I mean, Tua threw for 365 yards. Now, if you minus out the sacks, it's 336, but creeping on 400 yards?
Yeah.
Garbage time. Like I think we can say some of that, but there's
garbage time.
There's some concern there.
Yeah, fourth quarter was basically all garbage time.
Okay. I like where they are.
So we have given Mark Tauscher a hard time for some of the things he has said because he gets a little euphoric after the Packers win. Coming up next, I want to play that sound and I want to get your reaction to what Mark Tauscher said last night on Green Bay Game Night with Homer. We hear that all together coming up next. But guys, I am telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center, the only place to go for the ring. Maybe you're like Jason. Maybe you're going to be doing a little Black Friday shopping. And if you know, holiday season's coming up, you're thinking about maybe popping that question. Of course, the only place to go is the Jewelry Center, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. It is the best place to shop in Milwaukee for those diamond engagement rings for a reason. It's what I did. It's where I got my wife's ring. It's where I got our wedding bands, the whole nine yards, because Dean, the dancing machine, and the team he has put together over there is second to none. It's just such a helpful team. If you're somebody who doesn't know what that, you know, your future wife potentially wants in an engagement ring, go to her Pinterest page. See if she has anything on there. You bring it into the team at the Jewelry Center, and they are always going to point you in the right direction. Whether you're looking for a naturally mined diamond, a lab-grown diamond, the Jewelry Center has it. They've got you covered in every scenario. Check out the inventory, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Check them out online, shoptjc.com. And if you go to the Jewelry Center, make sure to tell them that Gabe and Chu sent you.
Gabe, I showed you how he does the heebie-jeebies,
heebie-jeebie.
You take your fingers and you rub them back and forth on your thigh, and you go heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie. Swear the guy bats 100%. So to call him a liar, and he puts a curse on you?
Look, stupid. I'm not calling him a liar.
Yeah, you are.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Mike Tirico on the call, NBC. Packers win 30-17. It's a victory Friday. Hopefully we have another victory Friday a week from now when the Packers take on the Lions. Which brings us to that Packers-Lions game. I think it's one we all kind of circled on the schedule, Chewy, thinking, okay, down 24-3, lost 24-14. Wasn't a super competitive game for the Pack when they took on the Lions at home. Okay, you've got the bye, you've got three games to try to get back to Detroit and show that you can hang with the best teams in the NFC to be a true contender in the conference. And after the game, we definitely kind of questioned Tausch last week when he just blindly put the Packers ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles, saying they were the second best team. It was just them in Detroit. That's all that there was there. Well, he was on Green Bay game night last night, and he was all fired up after the Packers won 30-17 over the Dolphins.
And don't look now. I cannot wait to do this show next Thursday night because Green Bay is going to go up to Detroit and beat them. I watched that Detroit. Detroit has no defensive linemen left. Green Bay, at this point, Detroit, I give them a ton of credit. They totally got outplayed in the second half by the Bears. They're losing guys left and right. They don't have their... Green Bay is going to narrow this gap. Green Bay talent and everything else. Get excited, Packer fans, because what we saw today, I think Jordan Love and where this offense is going is only going to get better. We got our red zone figured out. Our defense is getting more aggressive. Our kicker's good. Our special teams are better. Don't look now. This team is about to take off in a big way. And next week, you can say all you want about this game against the Dolphins. Next week is going to be the launch. And I think people better get ready for it.
Agree? Disagree? See, here's the thing.
There's things I disagree on.
Chewy's been so gung-ho about the Packers today, and then here hears Tausch go into toad mode, and then Chewy's like, oh, well. Like, anytime you hear somebody go full toad mode, like, it's almost your reaction, like, you have to push back.
Like, how do you recover from that, though? Or will people just forget it? And I get it. I get Tausch, you know. Tausch works for the Badger Network, right? So mm-hmm. We really can't talk bad about the Badgers, even though if they lose today and they're not bowl eligible, that is the biggest joke in the world. Would you agree?
Yes, I had Maddie Hayes, our social media coordinator, text me earlier asking for a prediction. Hey, you have a prediction for today's Wisconsin-Minnesota game? I just responded with pain.
What time's that on?
It's sure 11 o'clock Central. Be at noon your time.
Okay.
Tune in 9 a.m. right here.
There's part of me that wants to agree with Tausch because I think this game could parallel The Kansas City game last year, and that was at home, mm-hmm. but no one gave him a chance. Kansas City was probably in the power rankings 1, 2, or 3, right?
Yeah.
At that time. And that was a big win. I just – Detroit's good. Come on. They're good. And every team does it. Every team does it. When you're up by big mm-hmm. in the second half, and LaFleur to some extent – probably did a little bit of it yesterday with Miami because they only scored, what, 6 points?
Six points in the second half.
So you pull off the brakes. You just try to coast in. You know, it would have been nice if they scored. If Detroit scored with Gibbs where mm-hmm. he fumbled on, like, the three,
yeah,
that game's over with. Mm-hmm. So it just takes something like that for a spark. So that happens. And then I try to balance that out with, God, they really have played nobody on the road. And it's hard. It's hard to play on the road, especially against a real good team. To me, I mean, obviously you want them to win to try and chase that division. But if they don't win and it's close, now you know your path. You're either going to have to play Gabe, Atlanta, New Orleans, not New Orleans.
You could play Seattle, Atlanta, you could play Seattle, Arizona, whoever wins
San
the West.
Fran's done. I think the Rams are done.
They're only a game.
So that is going to be the
– it's the crazy part.
That'll be the lesser, but I'm telling you, go to win four – and it can be done. To win four on the road against really elite opponents is hard to do.
But again,
it can be done.
It can be done, but I think it starts by – even if they only lose, and I know Jason's brought this up a bunch – you know, I think we talked about it with Craig a couple weeks ago as well. When you think about teams that have made that run, I mean, the Giants made that run as a wild card team, and they had a game late in the year against the Patriots where they lost, but they proved they could hang with the Patriots. That gave them the confidence in the Super Bowl. The Packers in the middle of the season back in 2010, you know, had a game where they hung with and tied up late against the Falcons. Falcons ended up kicking a game-winning field goal, but they showed, oh, that's the number one team in the NFC. Yeah, we can hang with them. So as long as this isn't, I am going to feel good a week from today, Chu. I am going to feel good and optimistic about this team as long as it's not a blowout loss. A win, blowout. A close
yeah,
loss, if they're
there.
Competitive,
yeah.
I'll still feel really good about this team. But a blowout loss next week, were to happen like Detroit did when they came into Green Bay, that would hurt. That would certainly hurt.
But was Tausch trying to sell that Detroit isn't as good as we think we are because they almost lost to
well,
the Bears being up X amount? I mean, you can't. They're still. And you know what? I'm anticipating them to be number one in the power rankings this week.
They should be.
Yes.
They should be.
So this is a tall task.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making a bold pick. But if it doesn't work out, he better own it. Because we remember things on this show.
Chewy's got a brain like an elephant. Elephant never forgets, and Chewy is known as the elephant.
That is true. I was called it yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
In the morning, I make a lot of noise. You know? There's a lot of blowing out of holes that I got to do. You know? Why do you automatically go there? I blow my nose. I get really, really stuffed up in the middle of the night.
It's not about where we go. It's just about the words that get said. That's all. It's not. No, you did nothing wrong. Gabe and I are at fault, per usual, and it's fine.
Yeah, but you're the sickos that go to a dark place automatically think the worst.
I resent right? and represent that.
All right. True or false?
What?
When you say something like, you know, I'm making a lot of noise, I'm blowing stuff out of holes, like it's just, in general, that's a funny statement. In general, that's a funny statement.
Yeah, but how many holes do you have on your body?
Okay. There we go. It took literally 5 seconds for him to blame us and then do it.
Gabe, I clean my ears every morning.
Yep. There you go. There's two.
Two holes.
Yep.
I blast nostrils.
There's two more.
There's four. And then the other two get worked as well.
Nope. I'm just going to talk over him so no one can hear him. I just don't even.
You know, he was just counting just so you could keep track at home.
Is it okay?
Aren't you so glad you're here on a lack of sleep?
No. Is it okay to shop for Black Friday for yourself? Or is that just meant for Christmas for other people?
No, you can shop Black Friday for yourself.
That's a great question. Because I am currently going through that. I've done most of the shopping for my fiance already. So can I just shop for myself
because
now? Some good deals.
If you guys want to do word of the week.
Yes,
next.
I do.
Oh.
And this prompted me to go Black Friday shopping and buy for me. But I was thinking, should I tell Ange so then she'll have something to buy for me for Christmas? I didn't even ask her. I just went and purchased it. Because I'm so fed up with this word. So.
Word of the day of the week.
What a tease.
Is next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Took off. I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. He put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Gone and close the curtains, because all we need is candles.
As we've covered on this show previously, Chewie is the deepest thinker on the panel. Doesn't matter if Ashley's producing, if Joshy's producing, if I'm here, Jen's here, doesn't matter. I mean, Chewie's just, it's a matter of fact, the deepest thinker on the panel. So he has decided that we don't know when it's going to happen. We just know at some point it could happen. The word of the day of the week. Again, we're not doing this every day, so that's why it's not the word of the day. It's just going to happen maybe once a week. So it's the word of the day of the week. And what do we have today, Chewy?
Well, I think we did Monday. Ashley, you were here Monday. We did catch up, which a lot of people had takes on, which is very good. My word, which this prompted me to go Black, well, it was Black Friday deals, but it was on Thursday. So
sure.
I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. This is what caused me to make the purchase. I am so far out on jeans. Jeans are the worst, okay? The older you get, you start to lose your ass, right? It just starts to flatten out like a board. Yeah. So you have nothing to hold it up there. So there's bunge back there. There's bunge in the front. I constantly have to take my shoes as I'm walking or after I get, and I have to pull my pant leg down with my shoes, right? It's like Thomas Jefferson when he's signing the Declaration of Independence, wearing burlap jeans going, dude, there's got to be something better. There's got to be something better. And then they evolved. But it is time for us to evolve from jeans because jeans, in the end, aren't really comfortable. We just think they are. Gabe, you know what I bought yesterday?
What did you buy yesterday?
Joggers.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
They look comfortable, form-fitting. You don't have to worry about pulling them down with your shoes and stuff like that. They're made of a nice material. They just look.
I'm wearing joggers right now, buddy.
Do you agree? We need to move on from jeans.
Look, I have worn jeans a couple of times since the winter has turned. I wore joggers. I've got some that I absolutely love from Roback. Roback makes them, Chew, that I love, and they look good. It's not like they're sweatpants. They still look good, right? You can kind of dress them up a little bit, and. Like I wore some last week when I was doing Green Bay game day up at Lambeau before the San Francisco game. And like John Anderson and Strofe, you're like, man, aren't you cold? Your ankles? No, man, these are great. These are comfortable. Like I would have been just as comfortable, probably less so, if I was wearing jeans. Yes, I am with you, man. Like if we start pushing jeans out, I would not be sad.
Ashton, you with us?
I'm 1,000% with you. Now, when I'm wearing pants, like actual have to wear pants, I do wear jeans, but mostly to me, jeans are comfortable. However, they are low on the totem pole when it comes to comfort. Joggers are the greatest thing ever. When I went to Italy for 2 weeks, I wore joggers every single day. I'm going to Mexico in January. I will bring a couple pairs of joggers and wear basketball shorts every single day. I'm wearing joggers right now. I wore joggers last night. I will wear joggers until someone tells me that I'm not allowed to. I will not wear them.
Like I have one pair of jeans me and Andrew kind of going away on a little trip with a couple for these next 2 days, and it's all I have. So I got to reuse them, and they're just, they're not comfortable, Gabe.
Yeah, I think you're going to love the joggers. Have you ever worn joggers before? Do you have a pair in the rotation right now?
Never.
I think you're going to like them. I think you're going to like them.
Well, can I get rid of all my jeans then, even though I still only wear one pair?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you. I mean, I guess my guess is that's not even a you decision. My guess, that's a Angie, your wife, decision, if she'll let you go places. I think she will, because, again, I think the joggers are going to look good. I think you're going to be good in the joggers.
Who invented joggers? We got to get that person, like, a medal of freedom.
I think they're European.
No, they're too comfy to be European.
I don't know.
I don't know much about the Europeans, so I could be talking out of the side of my mouth.
Who gets credit for the capris? Who gets credit for the capris?
The guy who created the drink?
Oh, Capri Sun?
Yeah. That's the same?
Yeah.
No?
I don't know. I'm excited for my joggers.
Dennis,
I'm very excited.
Dennis joining the conversation, 800-990-3776. Word of the day is awesome. Chew is a genius. So
I'll create imaging for that. I'll work on that. That'll be my project. Me and Will, the throwback here, we'll work on that.
Yeah, so Dennis is all in on Chewy's word of the day of the week, which today is jeans, which prompted him to go buy some Black Friday joggers yesterday before Black Friday even kicked off. 800-990-3776. John in West Bend wants to get in on the jeans conversation. John, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Okay, now I know jean shorts are not allowed at all, but I have fleece-lined jeans for in the winter.
Okay.
And I tell they're the best thing in the world because they take that edge off on cold mornings like today where you have fleece-lined jeans. They have them at one of your sponsors with the little orange roof and the silo at most of their stores. That they're fantastic. I will not go into a winter without them.
I don't know why you were avoiding saying Fleet Farm.
They are. They're a partner. Yeah, we can say it. Shout out Fleet Farm.
I mean, did a great job of describing the store. We can shout out Fleet Farm.
Yeah, there was another one in my head that I usually buy them at, too, that wasn't. So, but Fleet Farm, yeah.
Good. All right, yeah.
You can get them there.
Get the ones from Fleet Farm.
They almost sound a little too delightful, though.
a little too comfy?
Oh, you know, I find myself wearing them even in your shoulder months where it's not, you know, because I love to do things in the winter, but I'm a wimp and I hate to be cold. So they're needed in the winter, but you find them even going over in the other months as well. Once you buy a pair, you'll always buy a pair, like annually.
Okay.
They're just that nice.
So I think that is good advice from John, from anybody who happens to live up here, for you, Chew, because you're not really here during those winter months. Again, I think the joggers were the best decision for you.
Can I ask a question about the word of the day segment, Chew, real quick?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The word of the day, the word itself is the thing you're mad about, not the thing you want to bring like to the conversation. It's the thing you're mad about. Well, ketchup you were
like,
mad about.
It could be.
Jeans is the word you're mad about.
It could be something that's underrated. You know, like I already got next week and we're going to have this discussion and I don't know why people do this.
Yes.
It just bothers me.
What a tease.
It just bothers
me. Holy cow.
I can't wait.
You know?
4 years later, he's got to.
Because it's a craze. It's a craze. I mean, it's very good. And this is, I think Jen needs to be here for the discussion.
Okay.
That's why we got to hold off till next week.
I'm so intrigued.
But do you guys agree with me that we need to move on from jeans? Like, there's so many better feeling materials out there.
Can I power rank the things that we need to move on from when it comes to pants?
Sure.
Yeah.
I've got this in my head already because I always will feel this way.
All right.
Number 5, jeans. Again, we're discussing it. We could probably go away from them. They find their usage, but we'll find our way away from them. Number 4, khakis/Dockers. Whatever you want to call those, we don't need them. We just don't.
I agree, but Ashton, what's business casual?
Well, we're going to
get there. Wear...
We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting all right, there. Now, I agree that it is business casual. However, number 3, I don't even know what these are. I guess maybe this is the same thing as my number 1. Slacks? Are slacks and khakis the same? They're different in my head right now for the sake of this list, and they suck too. That's probably business casual.
Okay.
Number 2 and number 1 are the same. That's how much I hate these pants. Suit pants, dress pants of any kind, tuxedo pants, silk pants. I don't know what they're made of.
Yeah.
I hate those pants with a passion. They're uncomfortable. They don't fit me well.
Yeah.
As Chewy alluded to earlier, He doesn't have an ass anymore. I've never had an ass. I don't look good in these pants. Joggers for life. That is the end of this.
Do you think you'll be able to wear?
I agree.
No, I'm. I already lost that battle. I won the. We're in Jordans though. I think we're in Jordans.
Okay, so you knew I was going to ask the question of, do you think you'd be able to get away with wearing joggers for your wedding?
Although, Emily, that's my fiance's name, if you're listening, please text in and let us know if you've changed your mind on my jogger stance when it comes to the wedding. She won't.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to get Angie. See, when I buy her 7 pairs of Lululemon, is that kind of sending a message that, hey, I really like you in these Lululemon?
I would view that as a positive if I was her, you know? That's a good husband move.
I mean, I thought 7 would be enough.
And see yet she hasn't got the hint or what?
It depends what day it is.
Okay.
Wink, wink. I could go there, Ash. I'm going to leave it alone, okay?
Oh, God bless you.
But
thank
I
you.
Really could have made you just go home right now. I think if I said what I thought, you would just drop your headphones on the ground and left.
We have breaking news.
I got a text. 2 letters. No.
So, on what? Your list?
No joggers in the wedding.
No joggers. Yeah, no joggers for the wedding.
Well, at least she's listening. That's nice.
Yeah. No, thank you for listening, Emily. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody hanging out with us today on Black Friday. But you know what I really appreciate? You know what I was really thankful for yesterday? The Chicago Bears. All right. And this is going to make Ashton a little bit sad. But there was some reaction and some calls, not like, you know, the call on Westwood One that I want to get to. And I want Chewy, I want you to hear it, because I still cannot believe that Matt Eberflus at 8:45 a.m. Central Time in the year of our Lord 2024 has a job after the way that game ended for our rivals to the south. We hear and talk about that next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But from the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after the game, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes. No more, no less. It's Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame, and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now, bucks.com/plus, or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, I mean, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It is a Victory Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by our friends at Palermo's Pizza. Great brands of pizza. Connie's, Urban Pie, Palermo's. Screaming Sicilians. Think of all the different Screaming Sicilians that exist, all the different crusts that exist there. You need some of that in your freezer. I know I always have some in my freezer. Check them out in your local grocer's freezer section. Palermo's, flavor is our family's business. But in addition to being a Victory Friday for us here, Chewy, the Bears got to be inept in front of a large national audience yesterday. And it just brings, again, even though it ended up not working out for the Packers, because the Bears winning certainly would have helped out the green and gold and would have made the game next Thursday for first place in the division, it's not the case anymore. Still brings a smile to my face when the Bears do something so stupid. If you did not happen to watch the end of the Bears game, here's what it sounded like with Jason Benetti and Ryan Leaf on Westwood One.
Time is taken away, down to 25 seconds. The Bears are out of field goal range. They have one timeout. It's third and forever. Williams at the line, tapping his head. We're down to 15 seconds here. Caleb Williams out of the shotgun, third and long. Time is moving. Gotta go, under 10 seconds now. Oh my goodness. Back to Williams. He's ready to throw. He'll throw it down the middle of the field. Incomplete at the horn. The game is over. The Bears won't even get to fourth down. They leave Detroit with a timeout in their pocket. And the Lions, for the first time since 16, have won on Thanksgiving. 23-20, the final score. How in the world can that happen? It's the Bears.
You're so right, though.
So that's, I mean, it was bad. Right. It was bad. Caleb Williams got sacked with 32 seconds left, Chew. They had one timeout. Instead of using that timeout, they try to rush everybody back, and they try to get a playoff, and they take way too much time. And instead, they don't use the timeout, don't get another play, and the game ends. It was a very Bears situation. It was obviously the wrong thing to do. You get sacked on third down there, you take the timeout, and okay, we got to find a way to get in a field goal range. You organize your field goal team on the sideline. Hey, it's going to be a fire drill. We're still going to have enough time, but we got to get out there. We're going to snap it. We got to kick it after we pick up, you know, 5, 7, 10 yards, whatever it is that you feel that you're going to be able to try to kick a field goal. So that's, I think, what most normal coaches would do in that situation. But instead, Matt Eberflus, after the game, stepped up to the podium and said,
you know, and then we're there at second and 20, you know, take the sack right there. And, you know, so we're at 36 seconds right there. And our hope was, because it was third going into fourth, that we would re-rack that play at 18 seconds.
Because it worked so well the first time.
Throw it in bounds, get into the field goal range, and then call the timeout. And that's where it was, and that was our decision-making process on that. Again, we were outside the field goal range, you know, so we
tried to convince himself
a few more yards in there, as close as we can get, and then we're going to call timeout, and that's why we held that last timeout at the end of the game.
No,
so, like I said, disappointing for the players. They put a lot of work in a short week. And put themselves in position to win that game.
Yeah, you know who didn't
so
put
with
them.
That, I'll take questions.
You know who didn't put them in position to win that game? You. You did not.
Why did it take so long? I agree with everything he said. You know, you don't try to get the first down. You don't design a play to that, but you certainly design a play that will get you into field goal range and give yourself a chance. But why did it take so long? You know why it took so long? Because they don't practice those situations.
Probably not.
Because they're an incompetent franchise. Gabe, our most exciting – the work week sucks, right?
Yeah.
When you're playing. But the most exciting time from us was at the end of every Thursday practice, which is your long day, we do 2-minute. And it is a competitive 2-minute. I mean, they're not hitting, but we want to beat the defense. Defense wants to stop us. So what Holmgren would do is every week it'd be a different situation. So we would start at the – say the minus 30-yard line, and have to get a field goal. We're down by two. Or we would start on the 50-yard line, and I need a touchdown, right? So over the season, you're kind of covering all these different type of scenarios that could pop up in the middle of the game. It's like they don't even know what they're doing. They have no idea. There should have been someone in the headset going, run an intermediate route. Okay, we need 12 here, Caleb, and we have a timeout. Okay?
But I mean,
I agree with taking your time, but you went from trying to get a field goal at the end of the game to trying to score or get a first down.
Because they didn't snap it till 6 seconds left.
I think we handled it the right way.
I mean, I guess he's got to sell it.
No,
you think he knows
no.
He's getting fired?
I mean, you have to, right? Chewy, if you... Here's the one thing I will say about the Bears and about Matt Eberflus. Like, to me, they have not given up on, you know, they haven't quit. You know, so credit to the coaching staff, they haven't quit. Because they put up a fight against the Packers. They put up a fight against the Vikings. They put up a fight against the Lions. Like, if this team was going to quit, they would have quit after they were down 16-0 at the end of the first half. But they fought back. So, to me, Matt Eberflus hasn't lost the locker room.
I think we handled it the right way.
When you say that, players are smart enough, Chew. When you say, hey, when something blows up in your face so egregiously and you step up and say, hey, we handled it the right way.
Change my mind. I want in.
To me, the players, and we even saw it yesterday. Like, DJ Moore threw him under the bus. Caleb Williams threw him under the bus we don't know why we didn't take a timeout. And then you step up, no, we handled this the right way. When you do that publicly, that's to me when players go, bleep this guy. No, we didn't handle that right. Like, stand up. It's hard to preach accountability and then not take accountability yourself.
I think we handled it the right way.
Look at the Packer game. I mean, we were all sitting there scratching our head. Why didn't run one more play to try and get maybe 5 or 6 yards closer? They had time to do that. It's just incompetence. It's like I said, there's bad head coaches that are good coordinators or good coaches, but I mean, this is just week in and week up, and I like it. I mean, it gives us a good laugh, and we got Ashton, our buddy, over on our side. So I think it was overall a good week.
Yeah.
Started with Ashy, ended with Ashy. Hopefully there's no more Ashy.
Okay. Well, that's hurtful.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ashy.
I mean, geez Louise.
Chewy will have a
Christmas decorations up.
Okay. Yeah. You're doing that today. You were doing that when we called you earlier.
They're done. All done. Good to go.
I did get my tree up. First ever tree in my life.
I don't know when we're putting our tree up. Not quite sure when that is going to happen. It's an interesting day today. We've got Badgers Gophers. That means Wisconsin College Game Day. That is coming your way next on this Victory Friday.